Hey folks, Joey Cass here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 of the FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we are doing an hour of music for you, all from artists, Canadian artists, local artists who are going to be playing the upcoming Verboten Music Festival happening 9th to 12th this week at multiple venues across the city. Verboten Music Festival has been running for almost 10 years now, with a couple breaks, a couple of hiccups from some sort of pandemic thing a couple of years ago. But it is an artist-run festival that has grown bigger and better year after year. It is completely, as I said, artist-run. The idea came from Isku Catterall, who's from a couple of music projects in town, being Total Chroma and Wire Spine, who we're going to be playing some tracks by later on in today's show. But yeah, I'm really glad to... to be here on radio. It's Listener Appreciation Week here at CJSF. And there's nothing I love more than sharing the music that has shaped me. And hopefully some of the music that I play on today's show might resonate with you folks today. On Oh No Radio, I have a special goth feature where I play the best in these spooky jams. And very excited to play this music for you today. Up next, we got some brand new Devours for you. Jeff Kincaid, the artist behind the project, has just released a brand new single called XY. And following that, I'm going to be playing a song by Free Play Angel. They're a newer project in town. Very exciting synth pop coming from the city. And the song I'm going to be playing is Can You Blame Us. Both those acts are going to be playing the Verboten Music Festival. Devours is going to be playing this Friday at the Rickshaw Theater. And Free is going to be at Green Auto Saturday during the daytime. If you want to check out the Verboten Festival, head on over to verbotenfestival.com. And if you want to find CJSF or the station you are listening to, just visit cjsf.ca. We got all the goods for you. Programming, ways to become involved, current events in the state or in and around the station. We have everything for you. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Let's get to the music.
Thank you. I refuse to worship you.
Hey folks, Joey Cass here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we are doing a goth beat episode of Oh No Radio. That is where I play the best in spooky, spooky goth, industrial, dark wave, post-punk, whatever genre you want to throw at it, music. That's kind of where I came from. I'm a musician. I play spooky stuff with my band, The Ghosts. We have a lot of fun. I won't be playing any of that stuff today, but we are playing music from artists that are all playing the upcoming Verboten Music Festival. Kicking off this Thursday and going all the way through to Sunday this week, so May 9th to 12th. The last two tracks we listened to were Devourers with XY, and following that was Free Play Angels, Can You Blame Us? Up next, we got two projects, both with the involvement of Isku Katterall, who happens to be the founder of the Verboten Music Festival. First, from his solo project, Total Chroma, I'm going to be playing the song Black Moon from Lapland, an album he released in October of last year. And following that is Wirespine. I'm going to be playing the song Safe. It's a single that the band just put out a couple of weeks ago. We'll be right back.
This is Bird Note. A bottle, some sugar water, and something red. From Alaska to Patagonia, the familiar components of a hummingbird feeder. Most of us think of this as a fairly recent preoccupation, dating to around the same time as the first airplane. But its true lineage is much older. Late in the 17th century, the Attorney General of Colonial New England, Benjamin Bullivant, described a device he had created to feed ruby-throated hummingbirds. It was a small glass covered with paper on top, with holes just large enough to fit the bird's bill. Bullivant fed his visitors on a recipe heavy in honey. Others at the time concocted hummingbird brews from such unhealthy ingredients as dry white wine, cracker crumbs, and molasses. In those early days, only in the tropical colonies was cane sugar abundant and cheap enough to give to the birds. There, we're told, a popular party trick was for a young lady of the islands to hold a sugar cube between puckered lips, drawing the jewel-like birds to hover before her face and feed. We have a recipe for a healthy hummingbird brew on our website, birdnote.org. Check it out. I'm Mary McCann.
Hey folks, Joey Cass here. You are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we are playing a Goth Beat episode for you. It is where I pick some of the best spooky music from mainly the Lower Mainland. We're doing a little bit of traveling as well outside of the area, but it's all Canadian artists who are going to be playing at the upcoming Verboten Music Festival. That's happening at multiple venues across the city from May 9th to 12th. The last couple tracks we listened to were Total Chroma's Black Moon, and following that was Safe by Wirespine. Up next, we got a track for you from Ringfinger. It's Chamber of Roses. This is the Joey Chaos remix of that song. I'm Joey Chaos. I did the remix, so I wanted to slip myself into the show a little bit today. And following that is a brand new one from Annie, all the way from Edmonton, Alberta. The song Forever has just come off of their latest album, Folie à Deux, which came out just a couple weeks ago. They're going to be playing the festival, but until then, let's listen to the music.